How's everybody doing? Welcome to all the guests. Wow, unbelievable. First email from Matasio Wellick. We met at Yeshir a couple weeks ago. I told you there were two people from Silver Spring in the Shir. You told me there's at least one more. Turns out when I went to Shir and was introduced, I started getting texts. My wife got texts. You're at MDY, oh my God. So we found out there's another 15 MDYers we never knew about in Silver Spring. So anyway, Baruch Hashem, we're now planning on making the first MDY Silver Spring Siyum. So they're in fact on MDYSiyum.com. Check it out. If you're from Silver Spring, go check them out. Thanks for all the chizuk. I think the biggest shock when I try to get people to join the shir is that you really can feel the Mesikas HaTorah. I've done daf yomi many times and always fallen off the bandwagon. Da 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 da. Not Eon. Okay. Stories. Blah blah blah. Matasio Wellick, Silver Spring. Not Springfield. Not Silver Springs. Silver Spring. Okay. This is from Avi Sherman. He says a whole zach here. By the way, today, Rabbi, is a very, very special night. Today is exactly 2 years from the beginning of Shas. 2 years. So if you joined us on Brachas Dav Beis, we came to this building. There's no drywall. There were no lights. There were like projectors from the ceiling. It was a terrible situation. It was our first day here 2 years ago. So it's a tremendous, tremendous night. And you came. I tried to get you 2 years ago. You could have had 2 years. Happy birthday. Yeah. Bezer Hashem, we're going to finish Shash together, right? Basically, Avi Sherman says, I told you how much my life changed since I started learning Daf. If I told you how much my life changed since I started learning Daf, you wouldn't believe. Very late, but we have some emails to catch up on. I'll just read a few more. And this is from Parachia Sorcerer. I want to say thank you for the amazing gift you have given us all. In addition to the daf, I'm learning a third paragraph of Shabbos. Without the daf, I would have no idea what the Tosfos is asking. Every other Tosfos brings up Maseches Beitza. Only because of the shir and daf, I'm able to understand. Da-da-da-da. Afreil Chachanaka. Parachi Sorcher. By Chaim Kovacs. The compensation in Torah. Rabbi Victor Miller. Along these lines, Rabbi Victor Miller will explain. The Shai Lama is bestowed on each tzaddik, a husband and wife who encourages him to each receive 310 lamas. Do not split the 310 of 155, 155. The net result is 620 lamas, corresponding to the 630 mitzvahs of the Torah, 7 mitzvahs of the Rabbanah. Wishing you all MDY Mishpacha, Freich and Chanukah. Oh, it's not Chanukah anymore. Joseph Fletcher started learning Daf. Oh, this is for Nachman Seltzer. Maybe we should leave him for tomorrow. Nachman Seltzer's friend in the Torah. Every other guy is Nachman Seltzer's friend. Da 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 da. What? We got the joke. I got it at least. He's saying he's not his friend. Looking forward to meeting Yosef Chaim Fletcher, Gates in UK. We got a bunch of great ones. Okay, whatever. We'll have to do these a different time. Rabbi Sai, we're holding the Chof Chesamut Beis. Today is going to be a sugya of Tisha B'Av, a little of a downer. Going to actually maybe mention a little bit of Purim, trying to get into the spirit of Masechtas Megillah. So we're holding, like in the middle of Chof Ches Amud Beis. Chamisha Dvarim Eirus Aviseinu B'Shiva Asa B'Tamas. Nishtabra Alucha Is Menolam. How do you know that on Shiva Asa B'Tamas the Luchas were broken? The Sanya. B'Shisha L'Chodesh, which is the sixth of which month of Sivan, Nitnu Aseres Hadibros LiYisrael. So nobody answered this all at once. A question. What are the Aseres Hadibros? What is that? What happened on Shisha of Sivan? What happened on Shisha of Sivan? Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Aseres Hadibros. What is that? Don't say that. That's not the answer. What? Oh, very good. Now, I just don't want anybody to get confused. Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments, is not the Luchas. That's the Torah. Aseres Hadibros. On Shisha, Sivan, Kish Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Oymer B'Shiva Boy, or the seventh. Man Domer B'Shisha Nitnu B'Shiva Allah Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to do what? To get the Luchos after he already received the Torah. Man Domer B'Shiva Nitnu B'Shiva Allah. Okay. So, he received Aseres HaDibrois, and then he went back up to get the physical. First he got the Dibur, Aseres HaDibrois, it was Dibur, and now he has to get the Luchos. Don't want anybody to get confused, right? Maybe it's not so clear to everybody. Says the Gemara, Esr Marba, the Sivan, the 24 days left in Sivan, Vishitzar the Tammuz, Molul Arbarim. That's the 40. So that's how we get to that. He went up, got the Luchos, came down, and that was a Shavas of the Tammuz. Then he broke the luchos. That's when he broke the luchos. What else happened? Batal hatamid. This consistency that Klal Yisrael has day in, day out, which we know today as daf yomi, every single day, we had the tamid every single day, twice a day, batal hatamid. How do we know that was bottle on that day? That was the final day, Shavuos B'Tammuz? Gemara, tradition. Hufka'ir, the wall of Yerushalayim was breached, B'Shavuos Ha'Avah, also on Shavuos B'Tammuz. V'Ksiv, B'Chodesh Ha'Revi. Just, what is B'Chodesh Ha'Revi? Tammuz. B'Chodesh Ha'Revi, B'Tishah L'Chodesh, V'Yachzak Ha'Rav Ba'Ir. V'Ksiv Asrei, B'Tibok Ha'Ir. So, maybe it happened on Tisha L'Chodesh. Why are you telling me Shavasar? Omar Rav Likash, Kam B'Rishoyna, Kam B'Shniya. Yeah, you're right. It did happen then, but it also happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz. And it's too many days for us to fast. You can't fast on the 9th, on the 17th, and the 9th of Av. So he made one for the breach of the wall, one day, and that's Shavasar B'Tammuz, even though they happened on two different days, by the two Batei Mikdash that we had. The sign of B'Rishoyna, Huvka'ir, B'Tisha B'Tammuz. The first time it happened on Tisha B'Tammuz, B'Shniya B'Shavasar. So they decided to be nice to us, made one fast Shavasar B'Tammuz. Saraf, another thing happened. Saraf Apis Tammuz, as HaTorah burned the Torah. He said it's the very special Torah of Ezra. It had the most tradition, it was the most accurate Torah that we have, that we knew about. He burnt it. How do we know that it happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz? Gemara tradition. Hemet tselem beichal. Who put up the tselem in heichal? Min Asha. Min Allah. D'chsev u'meis husar ha'tamid v'lasei shikutz shoymeim. That day that the tamid stopped, which is Shavuos B'Tammuz, and then v'lasei, and they put in shikutz shoymeim. Shikutz, like a sheketz, like a. Aren't you going tonight? Chaparayin, a little Torah, hello. Look who you brought here. You chap who you brought? Benny's here. You're not going to believe it. I've been working on this guy for 2 years straight, and you chapped him like that. Anything for free Gemara? What? If he's here for a month, I'll give discounts. V'chadava, let me scare him away. Scare him away on the first day. Great job, Bill. You bring him in, scare him out. V'chadava, ask the Gemara, v'chadava, there's only one of the Zara? There's only one of the Zara in the Heichel, that Menashe put, v'ksiv. V'knaf shikutzim mishoymeim. Shikutzim, Mishaymein, plural, he put in two Avodah Zarahs. Omar Rava, Maisa Shaya, I was learning this Gemara by myself in my room, and I started laughing to myself when I read this line, and my wife comes in, she goes, what, you laugh to yourself? Your joke is so funny. It cracked me up, this line. Omar Rava, Trei Havu, there's two. V'nofa Chada Chavrei, one Avodah Zarah fell on his friend, V'tavri Leliyod, and he broke his hand. So the Avodah Zarah tells his friend, you want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, you are causing Klal Yisrael to worship you. That's it, I'm going to destroy your hand. Now, to me, it was funny, like the Avodah Zarah that everybody worships, he's Kol Yachol, but his hand breaks. Imagine, it's crazy. Okay, the Avodah Zarah broke his hand, Nebuch. Tap of Chof Tes, Omer Aleph. Yeah, we have to do sponsors. Where were you before? Leila Nishmas, Yeshua Ari Leiba Koyen, Ben Yibodal Chaim, Yonis and Chaim, Zechorin Levrocha. Mesechtes Tainus is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families, Rufu Shlema from Miriam Esther, Bas Dvoira, and Parnas HaKoyla for the Chaydish is Chaim from Lakewood. Parnas HaKoydish, the Hannes brothers, in honor of the Hennezeb Ziria and Crispin Ben Azari families, and Shlema Lazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. Parnas HaKoydish, IHO, in honor of RL97, Akiva Teber, for introducing me to Rebelli's Daf. Parnas HaKoydish, Daniel and Cyril Cohen. Schutz for Shlema for Gavriel Binyamin Ben Cyril Fruma, and for birthday, join the Daf for Rosh Hashanah and going strong. Baruch Hashem, thank you very much. Ah, Tepper, yeah, the cameo speaking to Tepper. I got it. Okay, yeah, now I'm happy. Yeah, Zog the Gemara. We're on top of the Chof Tez on Dalav. B'Tisha B'Av Nigzar Alav Yisenu Shli Konsul Arts. I don't know, these are the Gemaras that people learn on Tisha B'Av. I don't remember this one, but anyway. This is true Tisha B'Av Gemaras, halachas, and things that have to do with Tisha B'Av, Shivas B'Tamuz. So, Tisha B'Av is also the day of the Meraglim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, whoever's left in the desert is not going in. Min Alon Dechsiv, Vahi B'Chodesh HaRishon B'Shona HaShenis. First, in the first month, the second year, Bechod LaChodesh, Hukama Mishkan. What is the Mishkan here? This is a picture that I have Rishus to print from the Mishkan book, the original. This is the Mishkan. Not the Beis HaMikdash. In the Midbar, we had the Mishkan. So, Moshe Rabbeinu put it up. B'Chodesh HaRishon B'Shona HaShenis. In Nisan, in the second year, because we're trying to figure out, this is the second year when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, after this, Bechol HaChodesh Hukama Mishkan. V'amamar, Shana Rishayna Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan. First, he created it. Then, Shniya Hekim Moshe Asa Mishkan B'Shalach Miragim. In the second year, that's when he erected the Mishkan. So this is what it looked like here, inside the Mishkan, the whole thing. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Uchsiv ayi b'shana sheniz b'chodesh sheni b'ezrim b'chodesh nale onam me'al mishkan o'edus." So let me just show you what I did real quickly. Make it very, very simple, because sometimes these kind of Gemaras get confusing. So we go from date to date. So what we have over here is Chof Iyar, and this is the second year. Klal Yisrael traveled for 3 days. We're trying to get from here, from Chof Iyar, to Tisha B'Av. We want to prove that it happened on Tisha B'Av. So that the Meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was told the Meraglim, because of the Meraglim, Atem Bechisim, Chiyah Sheshav, there's going to be Chiyah, L'Doir Doiris. How do you know what happened on Tisha B'Av? It doesn't say the Torah Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara goes through a Cheshbon, very simple. It goes from date to date. Each date starts by the end of the other one. So Chaf Iyar is the Masa. Chaf Gimel Iyar, and it went for 3 days. From Chaf Gimel Adar, Chaf Gimel Iyar is 30 days of meat. And from there we have 7 days of Miriam, and then 40 days of the Meraglim, which ends by Chesav Tisha B'Av. Okay? So let's see it inside. Uchsiv, Vayisu Mahar Hashem Derech Shleishis Yamin. And they traveled 3 days. That's right over here. Chaf Iyar is the Masa of Derech Shleishis Yamin. That's very interesting. Yeah, yeah, this is the second year. That's what. So we started off, we're talking about in the second year, the Meraglim happened in the second year. That was the proof that we're talking about in the second year. There's a very interesting Rashi here. Rashi says, it says in the Pasuk, Mehar, from the mountain. And Rashi says, you could also read it, Maher. Instead of Mehar, so you switch the Nakudas. So you take the Patach from the Hey of Har, and you put it on the Mem, and it turns Maher. They went very quickly. In other words, Ketina Kabirech Mabes HaSefer. I just thought it was interesting. Like, HaKadosh Baruch had a tie on them. What are you running away? So I just gave you the Torah. Enjoy, sit back, relax, learn it a little bit. No, we have to go. We have to go. They're out. Like a child that leaves school. And it's a taina on basically, they use this taina on people that run away from shul, like in middle. Chill out. No, it could be dangerous. You see from here that Hashem doesn't like when you run away like that. Chill. Ba'isu was a tain against Klal Yisrael. Ba'isu mehar Hashem derech shleishis yom. Omer b'chol v'chanina oisa hayoyim soru ma'achri Hashem. They left Hashem. Uchsiv v'asafsu v'asher b'kir bo yisavu tava. The not Klal Yisrael. The guys that were the asafsu, they joined Klal Yisrael, but they caused Klal Yisrael to sin. Why? Because they had a taiva for meat. The kitzer, and that lasted for 30 days. The basar. Uchsiv at chodesh yamim. So now we're up to the end of 30 days from Chav Gimel to 22, to the 22nd of Sivan, and that's where the next parsha starts. Uchsiv. That's where Miriam 7 days. So we keep on going. Now we're moving forward. So 7 plus the 22 is 29 in Sivan. And that's where the Meraglim start. So in the second year, at the 29th day of Sivan Meraglim, and they were away for 40 days. Says, and Memela, it ends up at Tisha B'Av. At the end of the day, it's one less if this month of Sivan is 29 days. Says, they add another day, another Moed. So it was a full month, and Memela, it ended up on Tisha B'Av. They all cried. The Meraglim came back, said such terrible news about Eretz Yisrael, and they started crying. You had no business crying about it. I promise you, you're going to go into the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be wonderful. What are you crying for? Because you cry in vain, you're going to be crying on that day forever, the day of Tisha B'Av. So we have the fifth month. What is the fifth month of? That's a little light right over here. Of what day? What day was the Beis Hamikdash Nechra? B'shiva, the seventh. Hishnas Shais Yishona LeMelech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Bonim Zardan Rav Tabachim Eved Melech Bavel Melech Bavel Yerushalayim VaYisrael Beis Hashem, and he burnt the Beis Hamikdash. Uchsiv. It also says. I have a little bit of a problem. On the one hand, it says the seventh day, and over here it says ba'asar la'chodesh on the tenth day. Same thing. And he burned the Beis Hamikdash. We have a stira. On the one hand, it says the tenth. So which one is it? Okay, it's that. They came in on the seventh above. V'achlu, they ate there. V'kilkulu boy, the mezana, shvi, shvini uchi. 3 days, they were partying in our Beis HaMikdash. Somach l'chashecha, hitzitu boy sa'ur, and then they lit the fire. V'yadoylik, v'yaylach kolayim kulay. And it was burning, 24 hours. Shenema, or lanu kifona ayoyim, ki inotu tzilu le'erev. V'anador Rabbi Yochanan, ilmole yisi, bo'isi ador. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I would have done something slightly different. Lo'ikavati ve'lo basiri. I wouldn't do Tisha B'Av, I'll do Asiri B'Av. That's when most of the Beis HaMikdash burned. Yes, they lit the fire on Tisha B'Av, but the actual burning happened on the 10th. No, so how can we do Tisha B'Av? So, it's a machlokes between Rebbe Yochanan and Chachamim. Chachamim said, because when you light the match, that's the beginning of the Peronos. And Rebbe Yochanan says, no, when did it actually burn? When do we suffer the loss? On Asara B'Av. Comes out a very interesting thing, Rabbi Yisrael. So Asara B'Av should be a very sad day. And it is. So let me tell you, the Shulchan Aruch brings, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch both bring, that Asara B'Av is not a joke. That's why we don't eat meat right away. We don't drink wine right away. We don't wash our clothes. You ever notice? Like we go until the next day. These are things that should be L'chatchili Yisurim because of what happened. Because the Beis HaMikdash actually burned on the 10th. The Marshal says, huh? Oh, right. The Marshal says that's why it's usur to shave and to launder clothing. Stop. I know it's far away. What? So right, I think they do on Tuchatzois, but I don't know that I ever knew the reason. I thought it was like an extension of Tisha B'Av. You know, Tisha B'Av is not over until the next day. No. It's Asara B'Av is the big problem. That's the chiddush here. Asara B'Av. They what? We all do. We all do. And then a few halachas that nobody likes to hear. Only one. The Elia Rabba says, well, maybe we'll leave that for... yeah, because we're going to be talking about the 9 days soon. But I have it over here, so I'll just say it over here. Siyumim in the 9 days. The Elia Rabba says that you shouldn't rush to make a siyum in the 9 days. And if it happens to fall out on your schedule, you're doing that for yomim, it falls out in the 9 days, great. But don't rush. We really have to leave it for later. But what comes to mind is the restaurants in New York. They have Mr. Siyum guy sitting in the front. You're with your wife in this table over here. No connection to him. And you're fressing away meat and wine because he's making a Siyum. It's unbelievable. Okay? I mean, you have to be like at least invited or something, you know? Say, every hour, don't worry, I got a Siyum going every hour. But I say, come on in. It's unbelievable stuff. Okay. Zakti Gemara. Ubashnio. What about the second Beis Hamikdash? I see the Oilam loves this topic. Great. What, you've been to one of these restaurants? Anybody eat at one of these restaurants? Please raise your hand. Don't be embarrassed. You, Abby? You eat at a restaurant? You made the same or you ate at the restaurant?
Come on, I ate.
Where? What restaurant? No, we're not. Don't forget the. Then the guy I'm going to get, it's Lashon Hara. Okay, fine. I didn't hear what you said. I don't want to hear it. Ubashnia. I don't know. I don't recognize that name. Ubashnia minolan desayim migalgan schos liyoyim zakai. So they talk about this, that Klai Yisrael really doesn't have a mazel. Yet, when it comes to these days, we do have some sort of mazel. That if there's a special day for Klai Yisrael, then we try to do special things on that day. And a terrible day, like the first Churban of Beis HaMikdash happened on Tisha B'Av, believe it or not, the second one also happened on that day. What does Erev Tisha B'Av mean? It was the not like you think. Erev, it means the day of Tisha B'Av. Umoitzoi Shabbos Hoya, it was a Sunday. It was the eighth year in the cycle, the year after Shemitah. If you remember, we just had him on top of Chav Zayinum Beis, yeah? Yayarav was the first Mishmar, and they stayed in Golos, they didn't want to come up. But it was in the middle of his Mishmar. Imagine, the Levim were smack in the middle of the Avodah. They had no clue. The Goyim are right there, about to breach, go into the Beis HaMikdash. They're singing away with the instruments, saying Shira. Umashira hayoyimim. What are you supposed to say on Sunday? Not this. Right? Shema Aretzim Loya. Look what they're saying here. Vayoshev aleim es oinom. What Shira is that? Ravi. Vayoshev aleim es oinom. Because Baruch Hu turned back, put the violence back in them, uvrasam yatzmisem, uvrasam, and the ra, the evil, yatzmisem, he cut them off. Says Rashi, it just fell into their mouth. They weren't supposed to say it. They're supposed to say Sunday, and they're talking about Wednesday. They're saying a shira of Wednesday. Says Rashi, aylo ba'almoa have denofa bepumayu, just, it was like Ruach HaKodesh fell into their mouth. V'lo yispiku loymar, the Gemara is trying to describe how sudden it was. They were in the middle of a pasuk, literally in the middle of the words. That's the end of that pasuk. The goyim came in and destroyed everybody. And the same exact thing happened, not necessarily the exact words and the changing of this, but that day, the Tisha B'Av. And on Shivasa B'Tamuz, on Tisha B'Av, Nilkido Beitar. That's when Beitar was captured and everybody died there. Gemara, we know that from tradition. Nechreshoir, the whole city was plowed. Literally, there's nothing left. It was like you could plant things on it. They came through and plowed it. This Tanya, Kishachorav, Chunastrupo, Zarosha, Zaycho. Nigzer, Xeria, Ramgamliel, Larigo. That's when this Xeria, Ramgamliel, should die. Ba'odain, Echod, Va'omad, Beis Hamedrish, Va'omar. There's a Roman there that came. And he tried, huh? Interesting. Interesting, interesting. Anybody have an art scroll? Adon. Ba Adon Echad. What does it say instead of Ba? Right after Ba. Does it say Adon by you guys in the art scroll? Ba Adon. Okay. Ba Adon Echad. In his Gemara it says Hegman. Vamavis Hamej Vama. Balachoitem Mizbakish. The tall chash of a person, in other words, Gamliel, he didn't want to say his name. He didn't want to get in trouble. He's trying to save his life. Balachoitem Mizbakish. He said it twice. Shomer Gamliel, Oza Tosha Minayu. He ran away. Oza Gabe Betzino. So he went into hiding. In other words, Gamliel understood from the Roman. The Roman's hinting to him, get out of here. They want your life. Oza Gabe Betzino. So somehow the Roman knew where he was. And he found him. Omar Lay, Imatzilin Loch, if I could save your life. Maisis Lila Awadasi. This is a guy. This is a Roman. Could you get me into Gan Eden? Omar Lay, Gamliel says, yeah, if you save me, I'll bring you in there. Omerlei, Ishtabali, I don't trust you. Swear to me, Ishtabali. So he swore to him. Solakli, Goro, Nofalumis. Goes the guy, jumps off the roof, commits suicide and dies. Why? Ugmiri, the Chigazi Xerta, Umischad Minayu. The Romans, they have a tradition that if they make a Xero and one of the guys that were part of the Xero dies, Mivat the Xero dies, it's like a bad omen. It shows that something's wrong with the Gzera. They believe in these things. I don't know what this is. Huh. Okay. Some people, I once heard that when Haman, you see Haman's daughter was so embarrassed by the whole thing that she jumped off, she threw the car, she jumped off. It was a thing to commit suicide. It wasn't a big deal. Why didn't Haman commit suicide? Because of this Gemara, I once heard. Like, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Like, the Achronim knew what Haman was thinking. That he was concerned. He wanted to commit suicide. He's so embarrassed that he had to schlep Mordechai around the city with a... just commit suicide and jump out of Israel. No. But if you commit suicide, then the Gzer will be batal, and that's even worse. So he stayed alive, took the busha, so the Gzer should be mekoyim. That's what I once heard. Maybe it's Purim Torah. Says the Gemara, Yatza Baskal Va'amra. He committed suicide to Mivatat Gzera that Rabbi Gamliel shouldn't die. And because he committed suicide, a basel came out and said, so we had a similar Gemara once, and I forgot to look it up, in Avodah Zarah, where Bacha Rebbe, and he said, Yesh Koyin Ha'ilom B'Sha'achas. This is a very similar Gemara. Here's a guy that didn't do much his entire life, but, huh? Yeah. He said, if I save you, right. Right. That's the story, right? That's in Vedizar, right? Yeah. Very good. Okay, that's what it was. Okay, Shkoyach. Yeah. He said, if I'm able to hasten your death, boom, and then he jumped into the fire. Yeah. I only learned it almost 40 times. I don't remember it. Says Gemara Tanah Rabbanan Mishchor Rabbeis Bar Yishoyinon Iskabs of Kitais Kitais Shel Pirchei Kuna. Sad stuff. By the first Churban, a bunch of the younger Bacharim, Pirchei Kuna, Umaftechos HaHechol B'yalim, they had the keys of the Hechol. V'alu L'gag HaHechol V'amru L'fonav. You're talking about 200 feet up in the air. And this, the Gag HaHechol, here, pass me that. Where's that behind you? The Gag HaHechol. V'alu L'gag HaHechol V'amru L'fonav. We have the real one. It's coming soon. Coming soon to Shkoyach. Woo. They stood up here, on top. This is 200 feet tall. We dropped the ball. An hour watch, this is what happened. You We want to give the keys back to you, Hashem. They threw it up to the sky. Where do we just have this, Rabbi Yisai? Pisa Siyad? Rechanin Medoisa, very good. The hand came down in Shamayim and grabbed the keys. Ve'eim kovtsu v'naflu v'teichur. There's a fire, the Beis HaMikdash is burning. They jumped into the fire. Again, how are you allowed to commit suicide? The whole thing, goyim, you're going to die, whatever. Not going into it. Ve'alev koi yishayo anovi. Maso gei chizoyoin. Maloch eifoi ki elis. Kulach, Lagagos, they went up to the roofs. Chuois, Mala, Ir Hoimia, Kiri Aliza, Chalalayach, Loi Chalay Cherev. The death didn't come from sword, Veloi, Mesim Elchama, not from the war. They died because they jumped off the roof. Abakosh Baruch Hu Nemar, Mikarkekir, which really means they broke the wall, but over here means that there's a cry, Vishoya, there's a scream, a kir is like more of a scream, Vishoya is a. Also, like some sort of lament. Okay, Mishaya Lahar, scream and a cry. Zok the Gemara. Mishenichna Asavim Matim Besimcha. Om Rabbi Yirei, the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei the Rav. Keshei Mishenichna Asavim Matim Besimcha. Kach, one of the most famous lines in Shas. No, you go. You started.
I'm
not
the singer.
Wow.
It is? You're 14? 14? Let's take both the lessons.
The guy walking by doesn't know what's going on.
Hey, Misha, Misha, Misha.
Oh, that's it. We gotta make a record. Well, I'm just thinking about one thing. I'm thinking about the Yerushalmis walking by right now, and they hear us sing Mishnah Chasod and Marav Simcha. Like, what's going on in that place? These Americans are whacked. Okay, Mishenichnas Odor Marbim B'Simcha. Just like Mishenichnas Od, a little bit of a simcha in the middle of this down gemara. I feel bad for the guys. The guys never heard the shir before. This is the first thing of Av, and you have a velos, and you can't shave. Mishenichnas Odor Marbim B'Simcha. Zeluma Ze. What's pshat? Just one akuda that you might not have realized. It's my job to show you the akudas. What does it mean, Mishenichnas Odor Marbim B'Simcha? Why? So Rashi says over here, not only because of the Nes of Purim, but also it's coming up to Pesach. That's what it means. Mishenichnas Odor Marbim B'Simcha. We're about to hit Pesach. We're about to hit. That's Rashi. Rashi says the last word on the Amud Pesach. We just turned to Chof Tesamud Bay, sponsored by Aaron Struk, in honor of my parents Josh and Naomi Struk, and Lezeich Nishmas Aaron and Shimon HaKoyen. Sponsored anonymously as a schus for shidduchim from my siblings and myself. Omar Papa. Hilkoch, Bar Yisrael, the Isle Dino Badi Nochri, the famous halacha, if you have a dentoyer with a guy, try to avoid him, keep on pushing off the dentoyer, but of the Rea Mazole, because we have bad mazel in that month. Vilamtse Navshe Ba'ador, the Bori Mazole, you should try to make it happen in other, because that's when we have a really good mazel. Lase says in the pasuk, Lase is Lachem Achris. A future of a tikva and hope. Omer Rav Yudah Bereid the Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei the Rav. Elu the Kolim Uklei Pishdan. If you recall, I don't know why it's such a good thing. Like I forgot who it was in the Gemara. He said that the Bavliim, they have no right. They have so many good dates and they don't learn Torah well. What's going on? So he bought a whole box for Zuz and he ate it and he had a really bad stomachache. No, he had an Arum Masechta. No, who is it? Ula. Oh, he brings it. Who? Raji brings it here. He says his name. Yeah, okay, that's where I got it from. You think I remember that Gemara? Well, it's not in the timer. Anyways, trying to pull up a Rashi here without you guys copying. Okay, so, but over there wasn't so good. The outcome was like, it's bad stuff. But the Gemara is saying that, look, Kishbaruch Hu helped Klai Yisrael, he gave them Gevaldika dates and Klei Pishtan. You know what Klei Pishtan is, by the way? Underwear. That's the basic. Klei Pishtan is undergarment. Vayoymer, I think. That's what the Bir Halacha calls it. But maybe in a different sense. But fine. Vayoymer. In other words, Klal Yisrael had good stuff going on. And when you live in America, you live in Golos, at least you have the Gashmis. You have good stuff going. You can buy a bunch of undergarments, six for a dollar, whatever. It's a whole different. You get that. Okay. You get pineapple for a dollar. Different things. You get freebies when you live over there. Okay. Kodesh Baruch Hu took care of Klal Yisrael. Vayoymer. Re'ei re'ach b'ni ki re'ach soda asher berchoy Hashem. This is by Yitzchak. Yeah, he smells Yaakov. Look at this. You smell like a reach asod. Om Rav Yudah, brother of Shmuel, Barshelas, Mishmei de Rav, Kireach Sodah Shel Tapuchim. Like a field of apples. Now this is, everybody, Rabbi Yisai, Eitz Hadas. What fruit was the Eitz Hadas? Before you answer, think about it for a second. What fruit was the Eitz Hadas? Oh, that's true. What else? Grape, wheat. No, not one person says an apple. I don't know if I ever realized. I'm not. Might be wrong. Now I was thinking about it. Everybody like knows this. The symbol, the logo of apple is the Biden apple. Is that because of Adam Arishin, the Biden apple? No, because I was thinking that he bit into the apple and it gave him das. You become smart if you buy apple. Maybe that's the word. I don't know. Akoponim, where did the apple come from? So, like you guys said, everybody said the other thing. You have a shita that it's grape, chita, te'ena, and this tzaddik over here, who is that? That's your kid, Zezi? Zezi's kid says, what's his name? Michal, you want to come in and tell the other one you said? Get over here. I don't know if anybody said what he said. So, a chiddush from a kid. Michal Fold, right? Yeah. How old are you?
12.
12. Nusa, what do you say? What was on the tree?
Esrig.
Where do you get it from?
My father.
Woo! Zezi, Schnitzel man. He knows more than Schnitzel. Wow. You're mild. Okay. You go back to your seat. Say hello to your uncle. Avigdor. So it's very interesting that Tosis over here says, look, you look at Dira Matzah Shel Tapuchim, Yesh Mefarshim Tapuchim, Kireach Esroigim. Maybe that's where they got it from. The apple and the Esrog are interchangeable. Maybe. I don't know where they got. Goyim, they all believe, everybody believes. I asked my cleaning lady today, she said it's an apple. She's mechulek on me. I said, no, it's an apple.
If you want to make Esrog yellow, you put apples in it.
Ooh, that's true. If you want to make your Esrog from green to yellow, you put an apple. But that's not why. I don't think so. What are you saying? Yeah. It is. But that's what's saying it over here. He's saying, Kireach Sodah Shel Tapuchim Kadish. That's. Uh-huh. So the guy from there, you're saying. Gan Eden has, okay, it's Dei Tapuchim Kadish. Shabbos Shulchal Tisha B'Av Liyoz B'Toycho Asurim L'Saper L'Chabes. You know how to take a haircut and to laundry your clothes the week of Tisha B'Av. Omer Rav Nachman L'Shono L'Chabes V'Lil Boish. L'Chabes L'Aniach Mutar. You let it laundry your clothes, fold them up, and put it in the closet, according to Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu L'Chabes L'Aniach Asur. Why is it Asur? What's the Isur? Why can't I put my clothes in the laundry machine and fold them up and put them in the closet? What Isur is that? I'm not taking a haircut. I'm not doing anything. Why is that? What does that have to do with the Beis Hamikdash and the Churban? Because it's a Hesach Hadas to the Churban. You're forgetting about the Churban. So when you learn the sugi, you see a little bit more. What is it, a problem to eat in a restaurant like that? Not a problem. You can't even fold your laundry and put it away because you might forget about the churban. Omer Rav Sheshes, Teda the Batli Katsri de Bei Rav. That the launderers by Rav, they don't work anymore. I thought it was fascinating. Rashi says, why is it called Katsri? Because that's what the dry cleaners here in Israel should be called. Because they take your clothes and they shrink your clothes. They cut to your clothes. That's what it's like. Rashi. Katsri. The Katsri dry cleaners. Nobody chaf. Why? It's a great name. Okay. The Bata Katsri the Rav. Moser Rav Nuna b'chamishim utorim b'nei kifoy the Shabbos. Says Rav Nuna, on Thursday, you're allowed to wash your clothes for Shabbos. Now, what is it? What's going on here? So, Tisha B'Av is probably on Friday. So why are you washing clothes? If you want to wear them, you want to wash your clothes on Thursday and wear them on Thursday, and that's a covenant for Shabbos for 2 days from now. There's no connection between Thursday and Shabbos. So you want to wash your clothes on Thursday, You go to shul on Tisha B'Av, and then Matzah Tisha B'Av, you'll have a fresh pair of clothes for Shabbos. And what does it say? Ubechamishu d'shari. The only way you're allowed to do it is to wash your clothes on Thursday, so you have a fresh pair of a suit for Shabbos, but that only on Thursday you're allowed to do it. Aval Shabbos kula asur. You're not allowed to do that on Tuesday. Again, it says on Thursday and only Thursday, not Wednesday, not Tuesday, not Sunday, you can wash your clothes for Shabbos. Obviously, it doesn't mean you're washing your clothes for Thursday because that has no connection to Shabbos. So you're washing your clothes on Thursday, and tomorrow is Tisha B'Av, so you're not going to wear it on Tisha B'Av, obviously. You're going to wear it on Shabbos. And it's a big chiddush, you're allowed to do so only on Thursday. L'kavod Shabbos. In other words, I cannot do so on Sunday and put it in my closet. Here's a big raya, you're not allowed to wash your clothes and put it in your closet. Says Gemara, no, not a good raya. Lo'ilam l'chavis v'lilbosh. We're talking about a guy that wants to wear it today on Thursday. No, so why is it called Kavod HaShabbos? K'she'ein lo yalo choluk echad. Imagine, in those days, the poverty was so strong, a person only had one cloth. We once learned, Rav Yehuda, I think it was Rav Yehuda, again, don't quote me. I think it was Rav Yehuda, he only had one garment that he shared with his wife. One. So when he went out, he wore it, he came back, he gave it to her, she went to the makalja, and they switched off. One garment, that's how they lived. So this guy is rich. He has one for him, one for his wife. But he only has one. He says, Rashi, why does he have to wash it? There's also, we don't even know about these things. To get the lice out of the clothing. That's why you got to wash it, get the lice. Nah, forget the smell. The lice, how can you live with lice? So you have to wash it. So he washes it on Thursday. Memelo, that's the Kavod Shabbos. That's the Kavod Shabbos. He only has one. He's not putting it away. He's going to wear it now, and it's close enough to Shabbos that for him it's Kavod Shabbos. He doesn't have anything else. Similar to halacha. If you only have one garment, we know you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, similar to Tishas HaYamim or the week of Tisha B'Av. But if you only have one garment, we allow you to wash it. We also learned the similar halacha before that we're talking about. The iser is to wash it and to wear it. But to wash it and put it in the closet is okay. As the Gemara, also the chabis lefnei Tisha B'Av, afilu lahaniach la'achat Tisha B'Av. So here it says mefurish that you cannot wash clothing before Tisha B'Av in order even to put it away in the closet. Now aside halacha, v'giutz shalanu kikibul shalahem. When we, it doesn't mean ironing. So Rashi says something about a stone. This is what came out when I did a Google search. I had to print this. I did a search. Obviously, I didn't want to do a woman, so I did man washing clothes on a stone. This is what came out. I had to print it. I thought, he's washing his clothes on a stone. It just happens to be there's three buffaloes there. What's the connection? I don't know. There's an India. They came to check it out also. I'm very curious to see what he's doing. It's true. It's a real thing. Four. I would be a little worried. Huh? They need mikveh Ryan in India. Okay. Anyways, they used to take a stone and they used to wash it with a stone something. It's not like what we, not in Hebrew, gihu, it's like to iron something. Tiyufta. Over here it says mefurish. V'giyot shalanu kikivot shalahem. In chutz la'aretz, when we use a stone, it's just as good as what they do. They wash their clothes in Eretz Yisrael with water. In other words, maybe in chutz la'aretz, if they wash with water, it wouldn't be such a big problem. The problem is more with the stone. They like take the clothes, they bang it up against the stone. I don't know what they do exactly. Ukli pishton, ein bohen mishum giyot. The undergarments, there's no giyot. Now, I saw these very interesting, people don't like these halachas, so I'm going to say it just to get people going. Could you change your underwear in the 9 days? The answer is not really. You're not supposed to. Dr. Factor, come on, come here. Get over here. You need a demonstration. So, Reb Nitzan Garel says the only way you could change your underwear, I'm telling you halacha l'maisa, is if you take the underwear and you put it on the floor and you mush it up on the floor. Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't like that Eitzah, unless it becomes a little dirty on the floor. You don't take a nice, perfectly sponged floor and throw it on the floor and say, oh, I put it on the floor. That's Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He's a little bit more machmir. Bnei Brak. Reb Yashu says, when it comes to Stam, like when it comes, and these are famous halachas, I'm just going to say them because this is the sugya. When it comes to changing your shirts in the 9 days, so people wear the shirt beforehand. Like it comes out of the cleaners, comes out, you're not allowed to wear it in the 9 days. This is the sugya we just learned. Can't wear nicely cleaned clothing. So what you do is you wear it. So some say you just wear it for a moment, but Rabbi Yashar says you have to wear it for a half an hour. I don't know. It's like almost impossible. You have to do nine shirts, or unless you just wear one shirt all 9 days. But if you change your shirt every day, or some people change it twice a day, half hour each one. Oh, could you wear them all at once? That's a different. Reb Chaim says only if you wrinkle it. If it gets wrinkled, wearing it all at once. It's not the derech of wearing it. It doesn't really do much. You have to like put a dent in it. Show that you wore it. Do something with it. Here's another. These are halachas that I myself wasn't so aware of. In America, I think I was over in this. I don't want to talk about it. But when you're in the business world in America, everybody shaves there. Everybody. A big oilam shaves. What's going on? It's not so pashat. So Reb Moshe Feinstein says that if you think it's going to be a hefsid, you're going to lose money. You're a lawyer and you think that your client is not going to appreciate it. He's going to drop you because you look unkempt, whatever. So you're allowed to, from Shivasa B'Tamuz up until the 9 days. But he does not allow any type of shaving whatsoever, Reb Moshe Feinstein, during the 9 days. And I don't think the oilam in America is very makbid on that Reb Moshe.
Most of them are Sephardim, so it's only Shivasa B'Tamuz.
Sephardim in America?
At that point.
They take on Sephardim Minhagim then. Okay. I thought I'd point it out because you go around in America, hardly anybody. Take care, Hillel. Send regards to Kiwi if you see him. You gonna see him? Beautiful. Tell him we couldn't find the ski clothing. And there's a few other things I wanted to tell you, but the Olam is listening. Whatever, later. Okay. What about cleaning here? What about brushing your clothes with a brush? You're allowed to in the 9 days? Anybody brush your hat, brush your shoes? You're allowed to. What about taking water and taking out a stain from your clothing? These are halacha lemaisos. You have one little stain. You take clothes, you want to take out a stain with water. 9 days. Anybody? Anybody have a thing? Oh, you're saying it's not Hesach Hadas because it's a small stain. That's exactly what they say, most of them. Most of the Acharyim say it's not really Hesach Hadas. And I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky says Yusfara. It's not Hesach Hadas. Okay, fine. Great. Let's go weiter. But Dalim's going to forget these halachas, no? It's kind of far from Tisha B'Av. Zakti Gemara. Shalach Reb Yitzchok, did I say the word Yufta? It's a big kasha because it seems over here that you're not allowed to wash your clothes and leave it for later. Shalach Reb Yitzchok, Bar Giyoy, Mishmeder Reb Yoichanon, Av Bisham, Klei Pishtanei, Be Mishum Giyutz, Av Al-Asa, Lovsham, Vishabah, Shechal, Tisha B'Av, Liyaz, B'Soycha. You're not allowed to wear Av Al-Asa, Lovsham, Vishabah, Shechal, Tisha B'Av, Liyaz, B'Soycha. Omer Rav, Loishanu Elefanov. You're not allowed to wear this clothing before Tisha B'Av, Avla Achrav Mutar. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday. You're allowed to wear the clothing, even though they're nicely washed undergarments. You're allowed to wear them after Tisha B'Av, right? That's how we would think it's okay. Ushmula Omer Afil Achrav Nami Yasr. So we have a shita that says the entire week of Tisha B'Av, even after Tisha B'Av, it's also to wear. Meisve, Shab Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyiz B'Soicha, also the Sabbath of Chabbos. Ubechamishi mutar mipnei kvoid haShabbos. Ketzad chal yoyz bechav haShabbos. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday. Mutar lechabbos kol haShabbos kula. What does that mean? You're allowed to rinse your clothing. You're allowed to wash your clothing after Tisha B'Av the entire week. After Tisha B'Av. B'sheni b'shlishi b'rivi b'chamishi. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Lefanav asur, you're not allowed to wash your clothes before Tisha B'Av. La'achar mutar, it says mefurish. You're allowed to wash your clothes and certainly wear your clothes after Tisha B'Av. Now listen to this halacha. What if you forgot to wash your clothing on Friday, on Thursday? On Tisha B'Av. You hear this? On Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to wash your clothing by Shabbos, Mina Mincha Lebala. After Mincha, whatever it is, Mincha Gdol, Mincha Ketana, you're allowed to wash your clothes on Tisha B'Av. However, Laita Lo Abaya, Abaya would curse the guy that did it. Yes, you might be technically allowed, but that's Mamish Nova B'Shus HaTorah. Like, it's the Churban HaBayis, and you're washing your clothing. Yeah, you don't have any, trying to be a tzaddik and trying to get new clothing for Shabbos. That's really wrong. You get it's mutal halacha, you get a curse from Abaya. I wouldn't recommend it. Chal liyoiz b'sheni v'chamishi. What if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or a Thursday? Now we know, we lane from the Torah on Monday and Thursday. How many aliyahs are there? Three, not aliyah more. It's also to make an extra aliyah. The only time we make four aliyahs on a weekday is when it's Rish Chodesh. But during the week it's Asr. So what do you do? Koyrin shloishum after echad. One of the three, he does the haftarah. B'shlishi b'revi, what if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday? Koyrin echad, after echad. So this Tanna Kamma holds one aliyah and one maftar. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Loilam Koyrin shloishum after echad. No, and this is how we pass. Rabbi Yosi says, no matter what, whatever day Tisha B'Av falls out, there's always three aliyahs. And one of them is a maftir. Tiyufta de Shmuel. Omer lach Shmuel Tanoihi. The Sanyo, Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, Chenev Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos. Right? So it's a problem because Shmuel says that you're not allowed to use the clothing after Tisha B'Av. V'Chenev Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, Oichu B'Shoi is called Tzorkoi. Omer lach Shulchon Afilu Kisudu Shlomo B'Shatoi. Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos, or Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. So you make a Suda. You don't start fasting on Shabbos. You can make a Suda as great as the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech when he was a king. There's a period of time where he's thrown out of his kingdom, he was thrown across the world, and he lost it. But when he was the king, he had the greatest Sudas ever. And you're not allowed to take a haircut and laundry your clothing from Rish Chodesh, the 9 days, which we call Dir Meir. That's Shittas from Meir. This is Shittas Ashkenazim from Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol HaChodesh Kulo Yasur, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Einei Asur, Ela Oisa Shabbos Bovad. This is Minhag Sfaradim, right? Tomer, this is what you guys do. Sfaradim go the only that week, but not from Rosh Chodesh. V'tayi Idach, V'noyeg, Eval Rosh Chodesh, V'ata Tainos, Divi Rabbi Meir. From Rosh Chodesh till the fast, you do Avelos. You know, let's stop over here. Rabboisai, have a wonderful week. Welcome to all the guests. Abi Devach and Mazel Tov to Akiva Solway. We'll see you in Beis Hashem tomorrow.